Hello?
Hi, this is LaQuana giving you a call back from customer support as you requested. Did you still need assistance?
Yes, I believe, I don't know, something was taking out of my, I can't, I was asleep, so I'm out of it, my checking account, and I was supposed to get, I think it was the offer was free, a free set of pans, and just pay for the shipping, which was $7.95.
And can I have your zip code?
01960. So I ended up having $56 taken out. $56.45 or something like that.
And please have the first and last name.
Heather Mello, M-E-L-L-O-W.
I do thank you for that. And you said your zip code is 01960?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just waiting for my system to load.
Where are you? What part of the company, country?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, okay. And what time is it there?
10:17.
Oh, okay.
What time is it where you are?
11:17.
Oh, we're an hour behind. It looks as though we've been trying to call you since Saturday.
I got one call last night, but it was 11 o'clock at night, and I was asleep. And I don't...
Okay, ma'am, please have the email address that was used.
Heather.mello, with a W, M-E-L-L-O-W, at gmail.com.
And that's H-E-A-T-H-E-R?
Yes.
That, you said Willard, W-I?
My last name?
Yes.
M-E-L-L-O-W. Mello.
Okay, you said at gmail.com?
Yes.
I'm not located an account in our system with that email or that zip code. Let me see if I can just put the first and last name in the system.
Did you? How about Heather.mello at gmail.com?
Did you receive any emails, corresponding emails from the company?
No, I never emailed the company.
No, when you...
Oh, I mean, but no, I never received any emails.
And may I ask, where did you get our telephone number from?
The bank, my bank, this telephone number was with the... I can't talk. With the, withdrawal that was made out of my account.
Okay. So the telephone number was associated with the charge?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm not even located in an account with that first and last name in our system.
Huh. What is the name of your company?
Well, we service multiple companies.
Miracle Smart, I was told.
Well, the name that's on your statement is the merchant name. So being that we service multiple companies, I would actually have to locate an account. And then at that time, I can tell you who's charging you and why. Now, the telephone number that we called you back on, would this telephone number most likely be associated with an account?
Yes.
Could it be okay. No, ma'am. The last thing that I can check is the last four digits of the card. And if nothing comes up, you may have to contact your financial institution to see if they
can. Yeah, and they told me to contact your company. Because they said that...
If I was able to locate an account, I would definitely be able to tell you which company was billing you and why. But unfortunately,
it was called Miracle Smart.
That's just the name of the merchant. That's not the company. Being Yes, ma'am.
Hold on a minute. So I had two things taken out. Two amounts taken out. $7 and change, and then this one. 0490.
Is this the only name that the account can be under, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. You may have to contact your financial institution. I'm not located an account with the first and last name, the email, the telephone number, or the zip code.
You have Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Dot M-E-L-L-O-W.
Yes, that's what I tried initially.
Okay, at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
That's so weird. Have you ever heard of the company?
Well, the name that's on your statement is the merchant. It's not the name of the company.
Right.
Well,
have
for
you ever
us, being that we service over 300 plus companies, I don't know all of the merchants' names, so I can't say if I heard of it or not.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So you would have to contact your financial institution to see if they can provide you with any alternate telephone numbers.
No, they gave me the 866-204-3449. That's the number they gave me.
Yes, ma'am. Being that we have multiple numbers. I don't even know what telephone number you dialed in on.
Okay. And I never even received anything for the money that I'm getting, having taken out of my account that wasn't supposed to be taken out of my account. So.
And you said you were billed how much?
Two amounts. One was $7.90. Hold on, let me look.
Let me see if I can locate an account in a different system.
Told it was the same company.
Okay. I
know you, which you know.
Yes, ma'am. I have like at least 10 systems pulled up right now. I'm going to try to put your telephone number in each of them to see if an account populates.
Seven.
Okay, give me that zip code one more time.
01960.
Okay. Okay. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just trying to look through these systems to see.
Did you still want to know the other amount? No.
No, you said $56. That's no. A chart.
Pardon. $7.95 was the first charge, and the second one was. Wait a minute. $54. I was trying to find it. $54.95. That's a charge for what were you going to say?
Well, that sounds like a charge within one of the companies that we provide service for. So I'm just going through them to see if I can locate an account for you.
It's supposed to be, you know, it's my fault. I'll never do it again. It's my fault because it was supposed to be a free set of pans, and usually you get, you know, it's nothing that you get for nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So they say just pay the shipping, which was $7.95. So I did, and then that money was taken out of my account without me agreeing to it. The $54. It's the worst time of year too because it's Christmas and
yeah.
I don't have any money.
Coming up in there. Okay, no, ma'am. I'm not locating an account for you in any of the systems, so you would have to contact your financial institution to see if they would be able to provide you with any additional telephone numbers.
Yeah. That's all they had.
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll have to call them back and see what they can do. I don't know.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And thank you for contacting customer support.